Guy McKenna, it's always nice to come home. How does it feel to be back in the West?
Yeah, good. We had a couple of wins at Collingwood, of course. GC, we never cracked the win. So, keen to notch an early win for Essendon, that's for sure.
Looking on from the sidelines, how will we know as spectators and fans and broadcasters that Essendon are on tonight and playing well?
We've sort of been okay around the stoppage and around the contested side of the ball side of things. It's really just that connection and getting that continuity of their ball use. And when we've been able to do that and play, good halves of football, even against North, we were sort of asleep in the first half. And now second half, eight goals to two outscored them. When we can connect by hand and foot and the game plan sort of gels together, that's when we're playing an exciting brand of football and a brand of football that puts goals on the board. When there's a disconnect there, of course, it's very hard to score and you end up defending in your back 50 a lot. So all that sort of connection and making changes each week, which you're forced to rest some of the senior blokes and some of the blokes that have just blown up almost before our eyes with injuries and things like that, just turning that personnel over makes it hard to get that continuity and chemistry.
So much talk coming into the season about how diabolical this year could be for Essendon. It hasn't quite been that. You've had the one win, but you've been relatively competitive, I guess, considering the circumstances. Why is it that you've been able to be so competitive, do you think?
Yeah, well, again, given my time at the Gold Coast, of course, just having that added layer of leadership, if you like, and experience, that's what's helped them. I think collectively, you look at our list, I'm saying we've got a good half of football in us, but we'd like to keep growing that, and I think that's what Wooster and the players have been able to do really quickly, is to get that half of football. And again, against Melbourne, when we won, we probably played two and a half quarters, almost three quarters, which was enough to win it. We know most of the time that's not going to be enough to win an AFL game of football. So each week I've just seen us building on that minute by minute, if you like, contest by contest. And that's a great positive out of it. So, and games to, Will Hams is going to play, one of his, he's only played about a handful of games. So he's going to come in and play again. Darcy Parrish getting games in him, throwing some players around that normally wouldn't play in some positions. Having a look at them, Mitch Brown, that probably spent most of his time in pre-season down back, he's gone forward and become our second best tall forward, which has been fantastic. So the opportunity, we get out of this year is enormous, and just obviously these boys dealing with adversity, I mean, mentally and physically, it's fantastic looking forward.
I mentioned it's a homecoming off the top for yourself. It's also a homecoming, obviously, for John Worsfold, for Mark Harvey, who's standing just alongside us, and Ryan Crowley. What reception do you expect the Fremantle faithful to give Ryan?
Well, probably like Ryan gave most of the other people that used to play against Fremantle, that type of reception, I reckon. But he's in our midfield group, Crows, and he's obviously really excited. He wants to not prove a point. It's not about that. He just wants to play football. He's got some proud memories of playing up and down Subiaco Oval. He's a hard worker, loves a contest, loves a scrap, and I'm sure he'll be no different tonight.
I know he hasn't really been used in that role so far this season, but could he look locked down on someone this afternoon or this evening? And if it's not him, will you look to run with Lachie Neal?
Oh, yeah, Lachie Neal and, Mundy's back in and Barlow. I know he's had a lot of possessions outside. He's come back. We just know the quality of Fremantle. They're a hard-working side. I mean, the side's coached by Ross Lyon. Ross Lyon is that. They go from first bounce to last bounce, so they're going to be hard-working. So Crowes will have a lot of players he can go to, and certainly through that midfield group, there'll be some players that they start to light up. We'll certainly look at Crowes to try and shut them down.
Last couple, who kicks the goals for you guys tonight?
Yeah, well, again, the only win we've had when we've looked like scoring, although we certainly started to come back in with better use going inside our forward 50. It'd be a tough job playing forward for us right now, but Joey Danaher's the one that can kick goals. I mean, Orazio Fantasia started to look lively. Bagley's been forward. He's been getting some shots away. But, yeah, just our supply. We just haven't been able to supply enough quality ball inside our forward 50 for long enough to give our forwards a chance. But that's forever our challenge, and that's what we have to keep doing as a side placed on the ladder where we are. That's what we need to keep doing, and we need to be able to defend the ball, but then on a counter-attack, make sure we get in our forward 50 to give our forwards the best chance of scoring.
Just lastly, on a personal note, bookended this nicely. We started with personally you coming home and now finishing. Where do you think you're at in terms of your own personal career? Because it seems as though there's a lot of former senior coaches that are now senior assistants that you would think from the outside are probably better equipped as coaches now than they were perhaps when they were senior coaches. Is that how you feel, and do you hold ambitions of maybe getting in the main seat once again?
Oh, I certainly love to. I mean, the experience I had up the Gold Coast with such a young list and building a club from nothing into something, I'm certainly very proud of. And, the opportunity to get hold of a club that's a bit more well, I want to say a bit more, but a lot older, traditional, got all the sort of bits and pieces and got probably most of the nuts and bolts all in one place. It would be fantastic and a great opportunity, but certainly no rush. I mean, as I said, I've scratched the itch as a senior coach. Obviously, you sit back and as you say, as an assistant coach now, you go, okay, yeah, could have done that better. Should be working on this, doing some study as well. So certainly sharpening the pencil, so to speak. And when that opportunity arises, if it's next year, 2 years' time, four, five years' time, I mean, I always think I stay pretty young at heart and young in the head and always up for a challenge. And as I said, I think second time around, like most people are in any sort of way, shape or form of life, I think you're always better off. So we're certainly looking for that opportunity when it arises.
Guy, I appreciate your time and your honesty.
Thanks, mate. Much appreciated.